Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Dale?
Pardon me?
Hi, is this Dale?
No, this is Sherry. I'm the patient.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is Dale available?
Hold on.
Sure, thank
Dale.
you.
I have a phone call for you, Dale. Dale? I got a phone call for you. He said, okay, she'll be here.
Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. In my room. We're just laying down watching TV.
Oh, okay. Relaxing a little bit.
Yeah. And since we don't
Sure.
all like the same programs,
Oh,
there
I
she is.
see. Hello, Dale.
Yes?
Hi, it's Monica with Family First Care. How are
Yeah.
you?
I'm doing okay. How
Good.
about you?
Dale, I was giving you a call because I wanted to see if you were able to get your TB test done. I know we were talking. Go ahead, sorry.
Not yet. I didn't have gas to get there.
Do you need
I
anything?
could probably get it done probably by tomorrow.
Okay, because I was reading the notes on the case, and it seems like they're sending over the authorization by Friday. So
Right.
all of your requirements need to be completed by then. Keep in mind that if you get your TB test done, you're gonna need 2 days to get the results read.
Right.
Okay. Now, what
Okay.
about your I-9 and W-4 form? Did you
Yes.
complete that yet?
No.
Do you think that's something you can complete today?
Wait a minute. Yeah, I need to believe that.
You did complete it, you said?
Yeah.
Well, let me take a look and see here. Because I didn't see it on the system.
I should have.
Yeah, I don't see that it's, I don't see your name here that it's
Hold on,
complete.
yeah. Is it in with the, all the other stuff?
Yes, it was the last link on the second message that I sent you.
Oh, on the second message. Okay, hold on. Then that's on her. Okay, I'll have to get it and do it.
Okay, thank you. And your residency proof, do you have like an old ID or maybe like a pay stub from 2023 or older? Or a
No.
bank statement?
No. What, just to prove my residency?
Yeah, to prove that you've been living in Pennsylvania for more 2 years or more.
That's it. Oh, I've been here for 3 years, and a lot of that paperwork is, I don't get bank statements. Here, I get it on my phone.
That's fine. Can you download one of the statements and email it to me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to
Why
text
don't
you my
she
email
call you
address.
from
And
now
remember,
on?
it has to be from 2023 or older, okay?
Ooh, I don't know
I
about
need to be.
2023. Because I don't have a bank statement from then.
Do you keep like your old expired IDs?
Yeah, I do have that.
Okay, so then send me an expired ID.
Okay.
Send me a picture via text, okay?
Okay.
And then other than that, I'm still waiting for your background check results to come in. Let me actually check right now and see if anything came up, because when I checked, it was still pending.
Like work background or
Like a criminal background check.
nope. It's if anything, it's all going to be on drugs, and I don't do that no more. And it's been years.
Okay, I mean, it's still pending on our end here, so as soon as I get those results in, I will let you know.
Yeah, I'm just letting you know. I know what's going to be on it, so.
Okay. All right, and then, Dale, so once you complete your I-9W-4, send me a text message so that I can check it, because I need to save that over to your file and try to get your TB test done tomorrow. Okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, I'll check in with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Hey, can you call my phone?
What is your number? Because I only have this number on file.
It's 267.
Uh-huh.
880.
Okay.
7862.
Okay, let me just repeat that. You said 267-880-7862?
Yes.
Perfect. All right, I'll definitely call you there.
Okay.
Thank you, Dale. Have a good one.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.